Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you, transcribed Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
Dear.
Anything I can do to help you to hurry?
Not a thing. Did you call your mother yet to see how she was this morning?
Oh, she sounded all right. But, you know, I think just to be on the safe side, she shouldn't go out, don't you?
I'm certainly glad I'm not Mama.
Why?
What about breakfast?
I'll bring it in. If you get the mail at the door, will you?
Expecting a letter?
No, but I wrote a lot of thank you notes. I might be getting some thank you notes for my thank you notes.
I dream of Jeannie yesterday.
Well?
No, thank you notes, thank you. Just paper. Disappointed?
Well, half and half. I thought there might be a stray wedding present. Look at the presents I found on the stove addressed to you. Aren't they stunning?
Very stunning. And stunning isn't a word you use about jelly pancakes, and jelly pancakes are not for breakfast.
Why not? You ordered them on our honeymoon once for breakfast.
That was different. Darling, you know I never take a heavy breakfast when I go to the office.
Stop bragging. That's not so smart, you know. How do you expect to keep well if you let your weight go down?
My weight's all right.
You said yourself you'd lost 4 pounds.
Well, I've been working to lose them.
Oh. Well, I liked you better with the 4 pounds. There was more of you to like. Won't you even taste them, David?
No, all right. I'll taste one.
Just taste. You don't have to eat them.
I am a glutton for punishment.
You mean pancakes?
They're not bad.
Not bad? You really like them?
Sure do. Aren't you having any?
No, I'll have mine for lunch. I made all these just for you.
All 4 of them?
They're very small.
Smaller than they look, I hope.
Much. I could have made each one into 2 and you'd hardly have noticed.
I'd have noticed 8 of them twice as much.
Well, you see, David, now, you'll feel better all day for having had a decent breakfast to start out with.
Say, they're pretty rich. What'd you put in them?
Usual things, mostly batter.
Mostly butter, you mean?
Very funny. There's not a bit of butter in them. They're very light. Now, see? Wasn't so many. You practically finished them all.
They practically finished me. Now I'll have to waddle along. I'm stuffed.
Don't hurry. You've got plenty of time. We're early today. David! Oh, I knew it. You've caught cold.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Nothing you have.
Can a man sneeze?
Not 3 times. 3 times always means a cold. David.
That shows you I sneezed 4 times.
That's a worse cold. David, you've caught Mama's flu. Oh, David, please be sensible. Please stay home today, will you?
Stay home for a sneeze?
5 sneezes. Anyway, you were perfectly willing to make Mama stay home today.
Well, Mama was really sick. Now I've got to go, darling. It's getting late.
Just like that? Without your overcoat?
I don't need an overcoat. It's a warm day.
It is not. There's a nasty wind blowing. I've been chilly all morning.
This is too much. You're chilly, and I have to wear an overcoat.
It does sound silly when you put it like that.
Very silly. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, David. Darling, would you like an extra handkerchief?
No.
Just in case?
No. Well, just in case.
I'm coming, 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 coming. Mama, it's you.
Don't look at me like that, Claudia. I'm not a ghost. You should be home in bed. I'm tired of being home.
Hey, don't sit down near that window. I'll close it. Mommy, you know your voice sounds normal for the first time in days.
I think I've had this flu working in me for a long time.
I wouldn't be surprised. Now take your coat off so you won't catch another cold.
Any more orders?
I was just coming over to see you.
I saved you the trip.
I wish you hadn't been so smart.
Claudia, I can't spend the rest of my life at home, even to please you.
You won't have any rest of your life if you're not sensible. Oh, Mommy, you're hopeless. I'm not going to pay any more attention to you.
Good. That suits me fine.
How's David?
He's not so good. I think he's caught your flu.
What makes you think so?
He sneezed.
Everyone sneezes. Mm. Well, I wouldn't worry too much about him. He'd have stayed home if he wasn't all right.
Mm, just like you.
If this is all the welcome I get, I will go home.
And please stay there.
I'm not promising anything.
Hey, would you stay put if you had something to do?
It all depends.
Then wait here.
Where are you going?
I'll be right back. Then sit still.
If David's smart, he won't come home at all.
You're feeling strong, Mrs. Brown.
Strong enough to resist all your tricks, Mrs. Norton.
And here you are. Hold your hands out.
What is all this?
What do you think? Socks to darn.
Heavens, there must be pounds of them. How long have you been saving them up?
I didn't. They sort of sneaked up on me. You know, I never saw anything like it, how that man wears his socks out.
Probably because he has 2 feet. He can wear out 2 holes at one time.
Could be.
You look very pleased with yourself. I bet you planned all this.
Yep, I cut all those little holes out myself just to keep you quietly indoors.
I wouldn't put it past you. Your idea of occupational therapy. Telephone.
That's probably David. Hello? Oh, hello, Roger. No, he's not home yet. Mm-hmm, yep, I'll be sure to give him your message. The appointment's at 10 o'clock instead of 9:30. Fine.
What?
He did? Well, I didn't think he looked badly. Thanks, Roger. I'll see that he doesn't. Yes, I'll make him take it easy. Goodbye.
What did Roger say?
I knew it. He is sick. Roger said he hoped David would be better and not to come in tomorrow. He said he left the office feeling simply awful.
And he has caught my flu.
I'm afraid he...
Well, cheer up. If he takes care of himself, he'll be all right. Put him right to bed.
He won't be put to bed so easily. Oh, Mama, my being right complicates everything.
What do you mean?
Well, David would hit the ceiling if I told him I told you so.
I dare say.
Now he'll never admit he's sick. He'll just try to go right on as if he weren't.
Well, whatever you do, don't nag him.
Oh, don't worry. I've learned that much. You know, this will be my first big lesson in how to handle a husband with kid gloves.
I wish I could be here to see it.
Come out, wherever you are.
Oh, and my, aren't you gay this evening?
And why shouldn't I be? Coming home to a lovely young wife?
Careful, you'll turn my head.
Here, turn it this way.
On the forehead, like a stranger.
How many strangers have kissed you on the forehead recently?
None so chubbing as you. How are you feeling?
Fine, why?
No reason, just friendly curiosity.
Hey. What are you doing in your pajamas at this hour of the afternoon?
It's practically night. Don't you like them?
You look like a bedtime story.
That's nice. It's the perfect hour for bedtime stories. Almost 6 o'clock.
Mm. You're not sleepy, are you?
I have been all day. Oh. I thought I'd go to bed early tonight.
No visit to Mama tonight?
We don't have to. So you can get into your pajamas, too. You want?
I'll think about it. What are we punishing Mama for?
For coming over here this afternoon when she was supposed to stay home.
Good enough. It feels nice to sit down.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like sitting down when you've been standing up, I always say.
Is that what you always say?
Yep. God bless you.
Thank you.
Well, you're still sneezing. What do you know?
So I am. What do you know?
I sneezed too today.
Congratulations.
It doesn't mean a thing, I think.
You've certainly changed your song since this morning. Why?
Do I really have to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I ate 4 of those blasted pancakes for lunch, and have I felt terrible.
Oh, I'm delighted.
So I thought we'd have a very light supper tonight, all right?
Yeah,
and to make up for it, I'm going to have myself some hot tea this
hot
minute.
Hot tea.
I feel just like hot tea. Isn't that funny?
Not so funny. I could use a cup, too.
You
it's
could?
Pretty raw out here.
Good. You stay here and make yourself comfortable. I'll bring it in. And put your feet up.
They are up.
Did you have a good day?
Excellent.
Want a glass of water?
No, it's this old pipe, I think.
I told you you needed a new one.
Don't be an I told you so.
That's what I'm not. Here, drink it while it's hot. It's good for you.
Good for what?
Oh, I don't know. Anything.
I think this is all I want for dinner.
Let's take it into the bedroom. You can drink it while you're getting into your pajamas.
Do I have to get out of this chair now? I just got into it.
Now, stay where you are. I'll bring your pajamas in here.
You will not. When I want them, I shall go to them. What is all this business about pajamas, anyway?
Your voice sounds husky.
Mm. Does it?
I like it. It's exciting. This is nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable?
Mm-hmm. Stop hovering, Claudia.
I'm not hovering.
Now, look, darling, you're being very sweet, but not very subtle. You're not fooling me with this pajama business.
What do you mean?
I know you've made up your mind that I have a cold.
You have a cold?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Why, you're much too big and strong to have such a silly little thing. A cold? Mom only had 102 with hers. What's that to worry about?
Well, that was your mother. She's a woman. It has nothing whatsoever to do with me.
David, why pretend it's not your fault? You can't help having caught it.
Caught what?
Oh, you and your manly, masculine pride. It'd be much simpler if I had the cold. At least I'd admit I felt terrible.
I did feel terrible. It'd be because I overate at breakfast.
That would be your stomach, not your head. They're miles apart.
They work together. I knew I should have stayed at the office. I could have pneumonia and still be allowed to feel fine.
David, don't say that.
Don't look so tragic, darling. I do not have pneumonia. Here, on your way back, take this cup.
You didn't finish.
Well, I don't feel like finishing it. All right, I have a cold. Now, let's not discuss it anymore.
All right. We won't. Oh, I nearly forgot to remember Roger called. He said, your appointment for tomorrow has been changed to 10 o'clock.
Good, good.
But he said, too, if you weren't up to it, not to go to the office at all.
Oh, I see. So he's the one I have to thank for this tea and bed business. Well, wait till I see him. Wait till I get my hands on him. Yes, sir. I'll tell him a thing or two about telling tales to my
Listen,
wife.
Listen now, David, Roger hardly said anything.
I'll bet. He's a hypochondriac from way back. If it hadn't been for Roger getting excited, you'd never guess that I had lend me your finger.
A what? Oh, darling. Oh, heavens. Certainly not. I'd have thought it was just the four little jelly pancakes.
All story material used on this broadcast of Claudia was under the supervision of Rose Franken and William Brown Maloney. Hospitality is a two-way thing. You take genuine pleasure in being able to offer a guest ice-cold Coca-Cola, and your guest enjoys the pause that refreshes. Talk flows smoother, companionship is easier, and good food tastes even better, accompanied by frosty, delicious Coke. Make sure you have plenty on ice. Then you'll be prepared for whoever drops in. Every day, Monday through Friday, Claudia comes to you transcribed with the best wishes of your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. So listen again tomorrow at the same time. And now this is Joe King saying au revoir, and remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes.